Welcome to the Mama Bear Dares podcast. I'm Tessie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we are sisters-in-law. We started this podcast because we believe that women are really the movers and the shakers of this world. Men get the credit, women do the work. Am I right?
That's right.
But we wanted to give a platform to women who are kind of the silent movers and shakers, the ones you haven't ever heard of, but are doing really big and amazing things with their lives. And you'll notice that they're people like you. You've seen them next to you in line at Target. You have watched them nurse their babies in the mall. These are women just creating ripples with their lives and encouraging you to do the same. So on today's Mama Bear Dares podcast episode, we are discussing a specific bucket list for our podcast. And then we engage in an interview with Ashley Summers, the woman behind The Homemade Kid. It's going to be a really fun episode and I'm excited to jump in, but first.
So today, the folks at Audible are sponsoring this episode. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audible.com/mamabeardares. Right now, Tessie, can I just tell you about a book that I'm reading?
Talk to me.
Okay, so this has been on my nightstand for a while now. I've moved through it slowly, but it's called Wearing God, Clothing, Laughter, Fire, and Other Overlooked Ways of Meeting God. It's by Lauren Winner. She wrote a book probably 10 years ago called Girl Meets God, which I really enjoyed at that time in my life. And this book is also really interesting. She kind of extends our understanding of who God is and the images and the metaphors that we use to understand his or her being. So I would recommend that people download that perhaps for their free trial.
Okay, awesome. So go do that, Mama Bears. Until then, or also while you're doing that, click on our website, buy something awesome on Amazon using our banner ad. We have gotten such great feedback and support online, and we are so appreciative of that. This is another way you can support us, is by just using our banner ad to buy what you were normally going to buy on Amazon anyway. Because it doesn't cost you anything extra, it does help the podcast reach more people. So if you feel like we're doing and putting out great things into the world, then use that banner ad, please, so that we can make more women aware of what's going on here.
Yes, thank you so much for your support. So we have interviewed some crazy amazing women on this podcast, and as I hear the feedback that we're getting, it makes me dream about future episodes. Mm-hmm. The list in my head is so long, and of course I could tell you a few, but you've never heard of them because, well, normalcy, not fame, is really what's at the crux of this whole podcast.
Yes.
However, let's say that we were to reach out to people that everyone has heard of, just for fun. Who would be on your bucket list, Tessie?
You're right. We've talked before about this, how our list is long and amazing. But I was just listening to a podcast. They interviewed Lena Dunham, and there was something about the way she talked, the way she kind of cares for the whole world, and she really puts so much time and energy. I've actually never seen a girl's episode, but I love it. I love what she's putting out in the world. She sounded so interesting. I didn't want the conversation on that podcast to end, so I just kept thinking, like, when we have Lena on, these are the questions we will ask.
Yes, yes. I actually saw her speak on her last book tour. She
was
at a theater here, and she was great. I mean, super engaging. There was actually she gave kind of her monologue speech, and then was joined by someone else who asked her questions, and she was a terrific kind of guest. So it would be really fun. She's a great person to have on our bucket list.
Yeah, what about you? Who's on your bucket list?
So I, of course, would love to speak with anyone associated with the musical, the blockbuster hit musical Hamilton. I would love to talk with anyone associated with that show. But, you know, if I have to be honest, the person that I'd really want to talk to is Lin-Manuel Miranda. That's the creator. I want to talk to his mom. Mm-hmm. Just like I would love to talk to Michelle Obama's mom or
Michelle Obama.
Well, of course, but I honestly like Ellen DeGeneres' mom. I don't know.
She seems wonderful.
Well, it's just, I just want to know, I want to understand how these mothers parented and shaped these creative, dynamic people. I want their tips. I want their recipes. I want to know how they nourish their other self. I want to know everything.
I know, and I want to know what they do when they read negative things about their kids. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you stifle the mama bear?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah. So, any of those moms, like, I want an education from moms whose kids are doing remarkable things in this big world that everyone has heard
of. Yeah, in the spotlight. Right.
Yeah, in the spotlight. Yes. So, speaking of that, though, you know whose kid is going to be amazing?
Whose?
Ashley Summers, today's guest.
You're so right.
Right?
Yes.
Her daughter is going to be incredible. So, you know, if your kid grows up to make questionable choices, it is not your fault.
Right?
Right? Like,
exactly.
Our kids are not a reflection of who we are.
Right.
It's hard to let that go, actually.
Right.
That's a really hard thing. Like, when your kid does something that, you know, is terrible, it's hard to feel like it's not your fault. But it's not.
It's not.
But, Tessie, I think if your kid grows up to be someone just incredible who writes awesome musical scores or directs movies or even, like, bakes a really great cake, then you can totally take credit for that.
So what you're saying is Terry Clips should absolutely take credit for Jake's awesome cakes.
You know what? She sure can. I'm going to let her have – she can have that.
You can have that, Terry.
Yes. And, you know, when my kids grow up, like, if they do incredible, then you're welcome, kid of mine. Like, yes, you're welcome. But then,
if there are things not so great, that's your dad.
Yeah, that's your dad or the world or whatever. But anyway, Ashley's daughter, Ariana, is the luckiest. This was our first time talking to Ashley, and it was such a delightful experience.
It was.
She was so much fun. It was a breath of fresh air.
I can't say enough that it is so remarkable that she gave us a second chance. Can we just give a round of applause to second chances? I mean, just real quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Because, mm-hmm. as I say in the podcast, she was the recipient of that email I sent out, you know, at the beginning of this journey that was meant for you, got a little excited about her t-shirt, all of those things that could have, for a lesser person, turned them off to us. But she gave us a second chance, and I think we're all grateful. It was just such a fun conversation.
You know what, Tessie? She actually gave us a third chance.
Oh, you're
because
right.
Remember when it's really one of the most challenging things of recording a podcast is not coming up with content. It's not editing. It's figuring out the dang time zones. And so we had three different time zones going, and we called her too soon, and she was not ready. But she gave us a chance. She gave us another chance and picked up the phone an hour later when our interview was actually scheduled for. So
you're right. She gave us a third chance. Let's just give a round of applause to third
chances.
Yes,
third chances. Sometimes you need all three. Our listeners are just going to love everything she has to say. But I think we should ask people to listen specifically for these things.
Okay.
So the first thing is you will learn that Ashley birthed a baby and a business within a really short amount of space. So within 2 weeks of each other. Her business is the Homemade Kid. It's an apparel line. And she did these things simultaneously, which makes me ask the question, what are you capable of?
Yes.
So think about that a little
mm-hmm.
bit.
Mm-hmm. I also want listeners to think about when she's talking about her ability to prioritize and live with peace about her choices. We've talked before about peace, and we're going to encourage the listeners to pay attention to that once again.
Right. There was something just so wonderful about her lightness and just the sense of fun that she brought to the conversation. So listen for that, too, and let that inspire you to feel light today.
Yeah, we taped that on a Friday night, so we were just all having some fun, were we not?
Oh, yeah. It was party time. Every day should feel like Friday night, though.
It should. Maybe. It should.
It might be a little exhausting, but...
And then the fact that she has an eye for beautiful things and cute designs. I mean, she sees it all over the place, gets inspiration from everything, and I love that. And I want to do that and be more like that myself.
Mm-hmm. And then stay tuned to the end of the episode where you will learn how you can win an adorable homemade kid Mama Bear shirt of your own.
Yes, it's an awesome giveaway. Till then, let's get on with the show.
All right. We are so excited to introduce you to today's guest. You may have seen a picture of us, Tessie and Leslie, wearing our Mama Bear t-shirts a few weekends ago as we did a podcast marathon at our friend Lisa's house. Well, the woman behind those t-shirts is Ashley Summers, and we are so excited to welcome you, Ashley, today to the podcast.
Hello. Excited to be here.
Thanks. Thanks for being here. You're in Seattle, correct?
Yes. Ballard, to be specific. North Seattle.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. Well, welcome. I think it's totally amazing that you guys, I actually almost just said totally tubular. Oh my gosh.
I'd be okay with that. I would.
Totally tubular that we are in three different time zones, which is so fun. But Ashley, our listeners heard in the April Fool's Day episode, we will link to it in case you guys missed that, but that I replied to a message, an email from someone who said they were in for a giveaway. Well, you are that person that got to receive my email that said in caps, OMG, I'm freaking out. I'm so excited. And you're here. And then even after that, you agreed to be on our podcast. So I love you already.
I've been there a couple times with sending the wrong email. I've definitely been guilty of that. So
we're amazed that you were like still cool with the giveaway. And we totally didn't scare you off enough to be like, you're actually here talking to us.
Yeah. I am here.
I love it.
Well, that is fun. Tell us about a little bit about your business, The Homemade Kid. Just tell us how it came about and when you started this adorable line of clothing.
Sure. Well, The Homemade Kid is primarily a baby and toddler clothing and accessory brand, but we've recently added some adult clothing in there with the Mama Bear collection, which has proven to be pretty popular, I would say. I started it pretty much when my daughter, Ariana, was 2 weeks old. So, I don't know, I was feeling very adventurous, apparently.
You'd just given birth. You were like, I can do anything!
I know! Oh my gosh. I'm like Superwoman or something. But after, you know, becoming a first-time mom, I realized that I want to stay with my daughter. I want to, you know, see all of her firsts. I don't want to miss anything. Took a leap of faith, and you know, I were fortunate to where I don't have to go to work. You know, Matt, you know, my partner Matt was very supportive of that, which was great and kind of helped me through the process. And The Homemade Kid was born, and it's amazing, it's really taken off. So I'm just, you know, grateful that I stuck with it, even though I was learning how to be a business owner and learning how to be a mom at the same time.
How long ago was that?
She will be 11 months old next week. So
Okay. Wow.
It's almost a year.
Almost a year. So take us back to that kind of time period where you were launching a new venture as a mother and also launching a business. What was that like?
It was very emotional, for sure. A lot of crying was involved, I'm not going to lie. but, you know, now it's a lot easier for me as far as, you know, I feel like I know what to do as far as being a mom and a business owner. But, you know, it was emotional and it was, I don't know, I felt like giving up a lot, but I'm glad I stuck with it, and I'm glad that I have such a supportive partner who's also a business owner. So he could relate to a lot of the things I was going through and stuff. So yeah, I'm very grateful.
That is awesome. So were you in a creative field before when you were kind of the full-time working woman?
No, actually.
No?
I come from a hospitality background, so I left a pretty good sales position at a hotel in downtown Seattle, and I have always been kind of like the working, you know, person. Like, all my friends know me as like always going for promotions and, you know, that just that kind of person, and to completely quit that and take a leap of faith was very crazy for me, you know. But at the same time, I also, you know, couldn't see myself not really doing anything. Like, I felt like, yes, I'm going to be a mom and that's going to be a lot in itself. Uh-huh. I also feel like I need to do something else, you know, keep myself occupied during those down times. So
yeah, that's cool.
I love on your website that you called your daughter your muse. I mean, especially in that newborn phase, you really do. I mean, I haven't had a newborn for 10 years, but I remember thinking, I am capable of awesomeness. And also, like, if I can create this kind of beautiful thing, what other beautiful thing can I create? So I love that you named her as one of your sources of inspiration, but were there other sources when you were starting out the kind of kid and toddler brand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were... there are a lot of things that inspire me, especially because I feel like I'm pretty crafty and creative and stuff like that. So I'm always kind of in that mode, I feel like. Like, I'm in mommy mode, and then I'm also in, like, creative mode. Like, how can I apply this to my brand? So, like, it could be anything from, like, one of her board books, like, the illustrations in it. Like, I love the way they illustrated that. That's so cool. Like, I want to do something like that. Or, you know, other brands, like small businesses that are also run by moms. You know, I look to them for inspiration, too, as far as, like, their photography on their Instagram and things like that. I'm constantly seeing things, you know, just all around me, and music, and when we go to the zoo, something that's cutesy, like, oh, I could put that on a t-shirt, you know. So there's a lot of things, definitely.
So where did the mama bear come from? Obviously, we love mama bears. Why do you love mama bears?
You know, that, I don't know, I just feel like it just applies, you know, to my life. Like, I am such a mama bear. I am protective. She's my little tiny human, my little baby. So I don't know. Like, when I made those shirts, like, I didn't expect them to really take off as well as they did, you know. Like, a lot of people can relate to that, which I think is amazing. Like, moms are just strong humans, you know, like a lot of people can relate. And I think that's so awesome. So, yeah.
Yeah. We're finding that out just with the podcast, just that whole idea, like, people really are kind of, you get it, you know, and whether you're a mom or an aunt or whatever you might be, like, whatever kind of love you share for another, usually smaller human or younger human, I guess, it's incredible. And it is, it's something like, there's something kind of just very basic about it. Like, I don't want to say like there's something animal about it, but maybe there's something like mammal. Like, it's very, I don't know.
Yeah, it just like, brings this inner, like, beast almost, but, like, so elegant and so, you know, right. It's like our own little society or something. Like, we just get it.
It's true. And we're taping this on Earth Day, actually. But I even was going by, we have some orchards by my house, and I was going by that, and there's this single woman who started this beautiful greenhouse, and she's so protective of the pesticide, like, she will not let the pesticides that are around us in these factory farms and, like, touch her soil. And I'm like, she's a mama bear to her plants. You know, right. We have this crazy ability to not just make it about humans, but there's something about women that, like, transcends the mammal or animal instinct and makes it like, I will nurture you, little plant, and you will not be touched to bad stuff. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, so Ashley, basically, I think your market is bigger than any of us realize, right? Yes. Like, our market.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So how do you make time for both your art and your daughter and your partner and the other things that you enjoy?
It's really difficult. Which, you know, my friends who don't have kids don't understand. Like, they're like, how can you do all of this? Like, what the heck, you know? But it's a balancing act every single day. And I'm learning every single day that I can't, like, you know, I want to do as much with my baby and with my partner and with my business as I can in one day, but that's impossible. And I don't want to say, like, lowering my expectations of the day, but almost, in the sense where it's okay if I only send out 2 emails and maybe post on Instagram, you know, like, you're a mother. Like, that is first for me. And then everything else is kind of secondary, you know? It was a lot easier when Ariana was really little and she was sleeping all the time. And, you know, that, I guess, helped with, as far as, like, laying down the website and the Instagram and the, you know, just getting the base down. Mm-hmm. But as far as, like, maintenance and stuff, I take it day by day.
Mm-hmm. And your website and Instagram are both really beautiful. Yeah, I mean, you do a great job, and your photography is so lovely. So that, just so that our listeners know, maybe they can check that out. We'll for sure provide the links. But yeah, it's you do a great job.
I appreciate
in the midst of everything else. So I always am interested, like, the details. Like, what is your day like? Because I see so many people that, you know, look like they're just, like, they're doing it. Like, they're just pulling it off somehow. And I'm just like, I need to take a note from your book. So tell us what, like, do you get up at 4:30 in the morning? Do you sleep? How do you do this?
Yeah. You know, I think I'd be a morning person by now after having a baby. I'm still not, which is so surprising. Like, I'm still like, hey, she's up at 7? Like, it's rough. I don't know. Like, there's really no secret. It's just, I think Matt he's very calm, cool, and collected, and his business is 3 years old, and so he's gone through all this, and so he can really tell me, like, hey, take a breather, like, it's okay, you know, you'll get done what you'll get done. It's not the end of the world. At the end of the day, like, it's all the stuff I have to do is still going to be there the next day. Mm-hmm. Nobody can fire me from a job that, you know, I created, so it's fine. So yeah, I mean, I'll try to get things done when she's either napping, you know, for an hour during the day, or when she's asleep. Luckily, we're really close to family, so, you know, family tries to pitch in too. So it's a big support system, and Matt will take her to work sometimes. I don't know what the answer is.
I think that's efficient
as possible.
Yeah.
That's great. And I think you're absolutely right. Day by day. I mean, sometimes you need to break it down even hour by hour, you know, or like, I can get through this 15 minutes. I can get through 15 minutes all day long if I need to, you know.
I really love that it started out because, you knew you wanted something, but you couldn't imagine leaving her from 9 to 5. I think that's such a cool thing, and I hope it inspires our other mama bears listening too, that if that is within you, like, really see, what are you good at? Is there a place in the world that you could throw yourself into that, you know, you can serve that need, but also serve your own, like, need to create and to stay home if that's what you want to do or whatever, but really just kind of evaluate your priorities and then make your life work within that framework.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, I have so much respect for the mom, for the single moms too, who don't have that option. Mm-hmm. Or moms that, you know, want to go back to work and they're balancing that plus a whole family. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's all amazing and it's all really respectable, mm-hmm. you know? So kudos to all the mama bears out there.
Absolutely.
For sure.
I love that. Yeah. You're so right. You are so right. I think that's true. Cause obviously not everyone has the choice, you know, of whether they're going to work or not work. And, I think that's when the other mama bears kind of need to step up and at least say, hey, I respect you. I see you working hard and how can I help? Whatever it might be, you know, to kind of all live in this community of motherhood together. So I appreciate mm-hmm. that you recognize that too. I think that's mm-hmm. really important.
Yeah.
So you're based out of Seattle. Do you have any kind of brick and mortar stores or are you all online?
Yes, I have the online store. Mm-hmm. And then I do pop-ups occasionally, like holiday pop-ups and things throughout Seattle. Try to get myself out there because I think people really love seeing everything in person. Mm-hmm. You know, still with all the online shopping going on, you know, people like to see it, you know, and hold it and stuff. Mm-hmm. Brick and mortar, we are working with one store in Seattle, in Ballard, actually. And so we're working on getting product into there. But I'm definitely, you know, that's kind of the goal of this year is to reach more stores and just really get myself out there. And I'm excited.
Yeah, that's incredible to not even be a full year old and have people wanting that or, you know, be able to grow your business in that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I think June something is my anniversary for the first year. So I feel like it's been a good year. It's been a crazy year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I opened a business with a partner. We started working on it last June, and our grand opening was in November. And I really can't imagine what that must have been like for you with a new baby, because I don't know exactly, our businesses are different, I think, but just that momentum that you need and the energy that you need to pour yourself into this sort of enterprise is something. So truly congratulations from the very bottom of my heart.
I like can't even believe I did it myself. Like, I was like, what? I did that? Like, that's awesome. It is amazing. I didn't know I was so capable of so much, you know, having a baby. It was just like, I like that in itself seemed crazy to me, you know, and I did it, and she's healthy and beautiful, and, you know, I have a really just amazing family, and, I just feel so, so blessed to have that, so it's awesome.
I think that's the essence of the mama bear, too, what you were saying with, like, I don't know how I did it. I always feel like in my moments where the mama bear has to, like, really engage, and then, like, if I have to champion for one of my kids, it like engages and then I walk away and I'm like, what just happened? Did I say those things? Did I climb that mountain or lift that car off my child? You know, it's like one of those situations. Like, that's the essence of the mama bear, right? You're like, you do things you didn't know you were capable of, and then you do them, and then you never go back. You never slide back to thinking you're capable of less, because you just proved to yourself that you're capable of more.
Right, totally. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish there was a way to kind of memorize that feeling, like just to sort of like bottle it up. And then maybe if you're not feeling quite as passionate about something, but like you still would like for those instincts to kick in, like you could just pop the top off the bottle and be like, unleash, mama bear, unleash.
Because we've, or just, we've like, all worked yourself or something. Like, yes, I can do that. Like, why are you feeling this way? Like, you are so capable of so many things. And just
It's totally so true. It's like really the mama bear instinct is the worst enemy of self-doubt, you know? Mm-hmm. I think we're onto something with this. Like,
we are.
When we just have to remember, like, when we capture that feeling, when we, I don't know if we can write it down or something, and then when we're feeling like, I don't know, this seems too big, we can...
Well, I don't know how to tell you ladies this, but we are recording a podcast, so whenever you question yourselves, just reflect. Hey,
should we write this down?
How could we record this?
We are currently.
If only there were a way that we could just get this message out.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, okay, you're right.
That's a good sign, though. You guys both forgot. We were just having fun chatting. You forgot that this is going to be here for the rest of eternity, so.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
We always like to talk about the mother self and the other self, and a lot of times we ask our guests what they do to nurture kind of their other self while still being, you know, a good mom, keeping the kids taken care of and fed and all of that. And a lot of times people will respond and say, gosh, I don't know. Like, I don't really know what I do to take care of that other self. I haven't really thought about her for a while. Is that something that you kind of prioritize, or what do you do to take care of that other self?
I definitely prioritize that. I definitely keep it in mind. Because I do hear a lot of moms talk about how, man, if only I could, like, take a shower today and, you know, things like that. And I don't know. I guess I just have such a good support system where I'm able to do that on occasion to just to keep me going. It's, like, the only thing that keeps me going, keeps me motivated. If, like, hey, maybe I can get my nails done today, or maybe I can take a shower that's longer than 5 minutes, and, you know, so I keep it in mind. I do, and mm-hmm. date nights, we try to, you know, we definitely keep that a priority. Well, I keep that a priority, and yeah, it's something that is really important to me.
Yeah, to hear a new mom say that, that makes me really hopeful and proud of you and happy, because it's so important, but it's hard, you know, life is busy, and sometimes we're really good at taking care of other people and we neglect ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, talk to me after kid number two and my answer might change. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Did you know, you might not know this, but Tessie actually has 5 kids.
Oh my gosh, girl, good for you.
It's true. Mama Bear is big in this one.
Wow, yeah.
And Leslie has 3, so I encourage you to just keep going. Just keep going.
Yeah. Okay. You know, day by day. But I still manage to shower every once in a while, so.
That's good, yeah. Important, yeah.
So, Ashley, arguably our favorite part of each episode is when we ask our guests to come with us, our favorite segment that we call the Obsess Sesh.
Yes.
So, what are 3 things you're currently obsessed with?
Okay, and this can be like anything.
Anything. Mm-hmm. I said my debit card once, so you can literally say anything.
That's the bar is pretty low or high. I don't know. High for creativity. Okay. That was good.
Okay. Something I'm obsessed with right now definitely would be Birchbox. Ooh. Love Birchbox. Have you guys done Birchbox before?
I've heard of it. I've not done it. Talk more.
Is it for pets?
No.
That's the Birchbox.
It's the makeup. So basically it's a curated box that gets mailed to you. You fill out like this online survey about, you know, your makeup level and like what kind of hair do you have? Do you like perfume? Do you like this and that? And based on what you like, they'll send you a personalized box each month with fun little goodies of different things, makeup samples or treats or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think as a mom, it's nice to have that because it's yours, you know, it's not for your baby. It's not for your husband. It's not for anybody else but you. So it's like a nice little thing to look forward to. Yeah. So Matt actually got me that because he's not very good at giving flowers. So he's like, I'm going to get you this monthly subscription that I don't ever have to think about.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's such a great idea. He's a smart guy. That's terrific.
Yeah. If I had to choose between flowers and makeup, it'd be makeup. Mm-hmm. And product every single time.
Yeah, it's really fun. So, and it comes in like a cute little box, and I love it.
It's awesome.
Okay, so I'm really obsessed with my coffee maker right now. I just got a new one. It's the Ninja coffee maker.
What?
Have you guys heard of it?
No. Okay.
What's so that chick on Modern Family?
Oh, you know, Claire.
The really hot one.
Gloria.
Yeah.
So she's in the commercial. So obviously it's like you're sold right there. So it's this really cool coffee maker where it does everything. It makes specialty coffees and stuff. So I'm a big caramel macchiato fan. And so I just make those every morning and I don't have to worry about going to Starbucks or anything. And I'm amazing. A big coffee drinker. So I need
It's called the Ninja coffee maker. Yeah, is it the same as the Ninja like blender things?
It's the same brand. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's
that
beautiful.
Is amazing. I'm gonna look that up for sure.
I know. As a person who lives in Seattle, can you say that you don't go to Starbucks every day without just turning off the entire population? Is that something that's okay?
You know, I'm not a Seattle native. I'm from Oregon. Woo-woo.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
You get a pass.
I mean, I still drink coffee, and I do buy the Starbucks blonde, so I'm still technically drinking Starbucks. Yeah, and I'm also really obsessed with fabrics and textiles. Mm. I really love watercolor prints on fabrics. So cute.
Mm-hmm.
Cute, especially for like little girls and stuff. And I have really cute headbands that I've made on my website with the watercolor flowers and things like that. So there's this website called spoonflower.com. I don't know if you guys have heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can you can make your own design for fabric and upload it, and you can just create your own fabric. And yeah, it's amazing. You just have to check it out.
It'll be so neat. Yeah.
Cool. And so there are like thousands of artists and designers that like upload their fabric and you can purchase it. And
gosh. Like,
take a break from that website sometimes because there's so many cute things. I just want to buy it all.
That is really cool. There's a blog that I used to follow called How About Orange, and she is a graphic designer who specializes in designing fabric. And I always thought that was really neat, but it's shocking to me that there's a website where you can design fabric or you can have a – wow, that's really neat.
And you can get it in, like, wallpaper, too, or
amazing. Very cool.
Yeah, it's really awesome. So I'm really obsessed with all those things, obviously, because I was speaking really passionately, I feel like.
No, that's fantastic. I love it. And we need to make sure, like, we love to interview people on the coasts so that we're just a little bit more, like, cutting edge.
Yes.
Because it'll take a while to get to the Midwest. That's why we haven't heard of these things.
<There you go>. Oh my gosh. Well, Ashley, I think we can both attest to the fact that we are obsessed with your clothing line. We both, as Leslie said in the beginning, have the Mama Bear shirt. I have, which one did I get? The pink?
You have pink.
I was going to get green, wasn't I?
I think you were.
I think at the last second, I chose pink. I went with my gut. But they are just the cutest, you know, and you mentioned it too earlier in the podcast, Ashley, but you never know when you shop online. And so when we both pulled it out of the mail, we of course took pictures for each other and sent it. And the material's so soft and the fit is wonderful. So we cannot say enough about them. The style, the quality, it's wonderful. Leslie, I assume you're pairing yours with your favorite cardigan?
I've been wearing it a lot with various cardigans, actually.
Oh, okay. You're switching up your cardigans.
It's not quite t-shirt weather. I mean, it's we're right. Just now in t-shirt, cardigan, like flats weather. Like, I put away my boots, which is awesome. So yeah, mine has debuted with many different cardigans.
Hey, well, thank you, ladies.
That's really awesome. It's super cute. I love it. I've been getting lots of compliments. So we're obsessed, Ashley, with your clothing line. And so we're excited to announce a special collaboration between the Homemade Kid and the Mama Bear Dares podcast. So let's talk about this giveaway.
So we are giving away a Mama Bear Sparkles tee to one lucky listener. All you have to do is like the Homemade Kid on Instagram. So that's at the Homemade Kid. And make sure to leave a review for Mama Bear Dares on iTunes. And you're entered. And that's it. It's pretty easy. And for anyone else who wants, you know, to shop online or look at any of our other stuff, on our website, you can visit us at www.thehomemadekid.com and use the code MAMABEARDARES for 15% off your purchase. So just a little gift for listeners. Yeah.
Thank you so much. We're so excited.
Yeah, I'm excited to be part of this. It was so much fun.
Well, thanks, Ashley. It was great to talk to you. It was great to learn a little bit more about you and your family. And we just love the work that you're doing and think that our listeners are going to love hearing from you. So thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
On to the dare. Mama Bears, today we dare you to laugh a little bit and to walk the world with a light heart. We need to laugh and experience pretty things in order to turn around and be serious when we need to. Today, we dare you to take note of the beautiful things around you and take a picture in your mind. Capture the image in your pulsing heart. You're alive. Beautiful things exist. Even in the heavy and in the dark, we believe that good and love shine through. Live in the magnificence of life.
Yes, words to live by. Someone should create a meme from that, I think. Live in the magnificence of life. I love it.
Yeah.
You know what's magnificent? Our t-shirts that we got.
So we want
to remind you how you can enter the giveaway for a free Mama Bear t-shirt from the Homemade Kid. All you have to do to get entered once is like the Homemade Kid on Instagram and like the Mama Bear Dares Facebook page. If you want to get more chances, we're totally cool with that. If you leave a review on iTunes, you'll be entered twice. What? Do you remember the Double Mint commercials, Leslie?
Of course.
This is like the Double Mint commercials, okay? If you share this episode's Facebook post, you'll also be entered twice. If you like our page on Instagram, you receive an additional entry. Same with Twitter. So you actually have the potential to be entered into the drawing 7 times.
What?
7 times. We have these shirts, and believe us, you want one. So go get you one.
One more thing. Write to us about your besties. We know you have mama bears in your life that inspire you with how they move through their lives every day, and we want to know them. Email us at mamabeardares@gmail.com so that we can connect. We will be back with a midweek Mama Bear Mini this Wednesday. And until next time, have a great week.
Have a great week.
You can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audible.com/mamabeardares.
I think you said backsplash.
Backsplash? Okay. Okay.